We're at the two dots, three lines down from the top on Samach Tes Amid Beis. We mentioned earlier that the Mishnah had four cases which seemed to be repetitive. Ended off with a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon ben and Gamliel and the Rabbanan, if the Yisrael informed the idolater that he was leaving, and if he didn't inform the idolater he was leaving, it's Cheskos HaMishtamer. So why do we need all four cases? So now the Gemara begins on the fourth line down, Tzricha. No, we need all these cases. Why? T'i Tana Ovid Kochavim, if it only taught the case of the Ovid Kochavim who was transferring Kadayayin Mimakom Lamakom with the Yisrael, I would say the reason why we're going to assume that the barrels are Tahor if the Yisrael didn't leave, because he was concerned, he didn't tell him he was leaving, but he did leave. But we would still be concerned in that case because maybe he would come and you'd see him, and that's why it says that case specifically. Aval bekarono besfina. But if the idolater was left alone on the boat, even though the Yisrael didn't tell him he was going away for an extended amount of time or for any time at all, ema de maflag lo lesfinta va'avid me de boy. Well, maybe he's on the boat. He's on his own. Let him do whatever he wants. So maybe we should assume everything on the boat is us, is Tameh or Yayin Esach, because he's been on the boat by himself. It's different than being on land. Nevertheless, we're still Machmir. I mean, we're still Mekel to say that it's Tahor. It's not Yayin Esach. V'itana b'korona b'sfina. And if we only taught the case of the korona of the sfina and we said we're Mekel over there, that the wine is still yayin, a regular yayin, kosher. Mishum desavar dilmasi ba'orcha achrisi, the ka'agud of a chazili, because maybe there was a concern that the guy had an access to another boat and he would have another way to get there, so he would surprise them, so they were nervous about that. Aval ovid kachavim b'chanuso, but in the case of an ovid kachavim in being in the shop of Yisrael, where ema achid la labava v'avid kol tibai, where he can literally lock the door and do whatever he wants, I would think there for sure, if the Yisrael went away, even if he didn't tell him he was leaving, we would be machmir and say all the wine inside the store is treif. Kamash malan, to teach us otherwise, we have all these cases, and each one is mutter so long as it is within a cheskas hamishtamir. So that is the reason why we have all the cases mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, the last part of the Mishnah mentioned that if the barrels are open, they're going to be tameh, they're going to be usser. But the one thing that is not clear, going back to the discussion of cheskas hamishtamir, does that mean that if they're open barrels, that they're usser, even if it's cheskas hamishtamir? In other words, due to the fact that they're open, we're going to assume that it was just too easy to have access for the idolater, and therefore he's going to automatically going to make it Yayin Esach? Or do we say, no, if it's Cheskos HaMishtamir, whether it's a closed barrel or an open barrel, it's still going to be Mutter. So that's part of the Machlokas Rishonim as well. Anyhow, we go back to the Gemara, and now Rabba Bar Bar Chanan and Rabbi Yochanan makes an Okimta in our Mishnah. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas Bishel Sid. This whole Machlokas about barrels of wine is only if the barrels are plaster barrels. Aval Bishel Tit, but if the barrels are made of clay, Divrei HaKol Kedei Sheyiftach V'Yigov, that everyone agrees if they're made of clay, then we're going to say it will be usher if it's longer than the amount of time it takes to replace the cover, like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's Shita. Now again, are we talking about, it seems that we're talking about closed barrels. So maybe we're not talking about closed barrels, but the assumption is that we're talking about closed barrels, and he went away. He told him he was leaving, and in that case, everyone agrees, says Rabbi Yochanan, that if it's of clay, a clay barrel, everyone agrees that you have however amount of time it takes to replace the cover and have it dried off. If you come, it takes longer than that, we automatically assume that the wine is Yayin Esach. So it really depends on the type of, the machlokes was by plaster, but everyone agrees that by clay, it goes after the As Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel said. But if it's plaster, it's machlokas. So now the Gemara says as follows. Meisvei. They're going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan's Okimta. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lechachamim bahalo stumo nikar benim milamala benim milamata. He said, I don't understand. It's an off statement. It's like in the middle of a brisa. And we have to analyze this statement that's said in a random sentence in the brisa. But the statement that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to the chachamim is, isn't the hole that was filled up recognizable, whether it was on top of the top part of the barrel or there's the bottom part of the barrel? It's all recognizable. Now, what are we talking about? Is this talking about a clay barrel or a plaster barrel? So here's what the Gemara explains. If we say that really the machlokes is by a clay barrel, not like Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, this brisa then makes more sense. Why? Hainu dekatani stumo nikar benim milamala benim milamata. That's why it makes sense that the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, isn't the seal recognizable above and below? Well, if you're dealing with a clay barrel, then it would be recognizable both above and below. But if you're dealing with Eliyamar Bishel Sid Machlokas, but if you say the Machlokas is about plaster, which is what Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say, Bishlam Alamata Yediyah. Well, it could be that under the bottom part of the barrel, it's known and it's not, and it's easy to tell. El Lamala Halo Yediyah. But above, you cannot make the difference. You cannot tell. As Rashi points out, that when it comes to Sid, when it comes to plaster, the old plaster and new plaster look exactly the same. So if you cover up a hole with new plaster, it's going to look exactly like the old plaster. So you're not going to notice the difference. So it could be that underneath, maybe even if you will say that underneath, it could look different. Certainly on top, it's going to look the same. Therefore, how can you say that Bishel, the Machlokas, says Rabbi Yochanan, is Bishel. Rabbi Yochanan said the Machlokas was when it comes to plaster, but everyone agrees by clay. But according to this understanding of this brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is arguing about clay. So, how do we understand this brisa? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, hu delo yada mai kami rabbanan, v'hachi kami lehu. Now, really, you're reading it incorrectly. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel didn't understand the shita of the rabbanan, and this and the following is what he was trying to say to them. Ibishal tit kamri. So, if we're talking about clay barrels, like you said, stumo nikar bein milamala bein milamata. I understand that the seal is going to be recognizable whether it's on the top of the barrel or the bottom. V'ibishal sid kamri so, but if it's from plaster, nihi delamala lo yadia. Granted, it's not going to be known on the top part of the barrel because old and new plaster look exactly the same. But lamata mi yadia. But on the bottom, it should be different. And that's what he was trying to say. In other words, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the machlokas is when it comes to plaster, but when it comes to clay, everyone agrees. And we tried to bring this brisa to show that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel argues and says that it sounds like he argues by clay, bein milamata, bein milamata. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, that's not what he was saying. He was saying that when it comes to plaster, his question was, lamala yadia, is it lamata also? What about the bottom? The bottom is different. And so how the Rabbanan answer, Rabbanan kivan demi alma lo milamala lo yadia lamasaka daite de apich. Since from the top it's not distinguishable between the old plaster and the new plaster, they're not going to bother picking up the barrel and looking at the bottom to see if it's the same. They'll assume if everything looks fine at the top, they're going to assume everything is fine underneath. They're not going to do any more work. If it looks over the hood, everything looks fine, they're not going to look below the hood. Inami zimnin dechalim, or sometimes it works out that you can smooth out the bottom and even the bottom looks fine as well. Point is that Rabbi Yochanan's claim stands that the machlokas between the machlokas in our Mishnah about the barrels is only with regards to plaster barrels, but when it comes to clay barrels, everyone agrees that we're going to be machmir. That if he says that even if he's not going, or even if he doesn't tell them that he's going away. Everyone agrees that when it comes to Kadesh Yiftach Vigov, when it comes to a clay barrel, that if the Yisrael is away for that amount of time, the clay barrel is always going to be usher and not allowed to be used. It'll be Ayin Nesach.